one of the industry's most unique very light jets is prepared for a comeback. This is Aero News. Welcome in to the Aero News special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. The Atom Aircraft A700 Very Light Jet had a very different look, with its twin tail booms and a high-mounted horizontal stabilizer that looked like a race car wing. It was derived from the A500 centerline piston twin, but with two Williams turbofans instead. Its profile was unmistakable, and it attracted a number of early orders, but Atom Aircraft filed for bankruptcy early this year. Enter a group of Russian investors who had wanted to buy the plane for an air taxi company based in Moscow. They had to move on when development of the A700 stalled, but when the company's assets were suddenly for sale on the courthouse steps, they seized the opportunity. The company is called AAI Acquisition Incorporated, and aviation industry veteran Jack Brawley came out of retirement to accept the CEO position in July after a 40-year career that included executive positions at Beech and Sino-Swearingen. Atom spent hundreds of millions of dollars on development of its two planes before it went under. AAI got the company's assets for $10 million. There has been news coming out of AAI in the months since the takeover, but there were some major milestones that didn't get much press. Today, we'll hear Jack Brawley's press briefing from NBAA. If you're one of the early fans of this unique aircraft, this should cheer you up somewhat.
It's going to be my pleasure to talk to you today about the situation with our company, AAI Acquisitions. Some of you have followed along with what's taken place over the last few months, and some of you haven't. So I thought we might start with a brief overview, and then we can talk about some of our business priorities and customer status, and finally really review the program where we are with it. So for those of you who haven't kept up, we can go through this. I'm not going to try to read everything to you. You've got this information in your press kits. But a couple of real highlights or lowlights. In February, Atom Aircraft filed for Chapter 7 bankruptcy. By March, a new partnership was formed with Industrial Investors and Cascall to look at the opportunity to buy the assets of the old Atom Aircraft. In April, that was completed, and they were ready to open for business. I would say, to their credit, our investors realized that it wasn't just the hard assets that were for sale, but in fact, they needed to purchase or lock up the real asset, and that was the 50 people, 50 key people, and actually I think the number was 58, who had been working for the company and knew the program and knew all the things about it. So they went to them and they put them on a retainer for the next few months, told them they didn't want them to look for jobs, but in fact, if they did acquire these assets, they wanted them to work for the new company. I think that was a real coup, and that's real key to why we've been able to do what we've been able to do in this short time period. In June, we started back with some of the manufacturing test articles, and another coup that we kind of pulled together was we were able to show the FAA that we still had conformity over the airplanes. We knew exactly what conditions they were in. We had the same test pilots, and were able to get the airplane back in the air shortly after acquiring the assets. Since then, we've progressed with the program, and I'll tell you that we also were able to work with the FAA and had their agreement that all the previous structural testing that was done by Atom Aircraft that the FAA had witnessed were still valid tests, and so we could basically pick up the program right where it left off. That was really key to being able to move this program ahead as fast as we're going to be able to do it. Today we're at about 200 employees. Our plans show that we should be at about 300 by the end of the year, and by this time next year we should be up around 500. Here's just a little bit on the investor overview. These companies are independent Russian investment companies. They have various businesses that they own. One of the reasons they were interested in Adam Aircraft is because they do own an air taxi service that flies out of Moscow. And they were looking for very light jets to put into that air taxi service. And so they had come to Denver in that search and had looked at the airplane, as well as Cessna's airplane and as well as Embraer's airplane, and had liked the Adam airplane, but they could not get them in the time frame that they needed them in. So once the company went into bankruptcy, they were aware of the product and were then obviously very interested in seeing them if they could acquire it. The biggest key, of course, is that we were able to pick up right where everything left off and get going. We think that the product is suited not only for an entry-level corporate airplane, an individual airplane, but in fact the air taxi market as well. We've been able to pull together some of the key management from the industry, and I really feel strongly that this is one of the most important things to make this company go. Now, as far as the overview, I know several people have asked about the A500, and in fact, we did get the A500 type certificate along with other assets, desks, chairs, computers, milling machines, and the type certificate for the A500. In all honesty, that airplane had never been tooled up properly for production, and I know that you all know that the twin-engine piston market is dead, for the time being at least, and therefore we made a very conscious decision that we were not going to put that into production, but in fact we were going to concentrate on the A700 airplane, which we thought had so much future. And I mentioned where we think the customers are. Obviously, there's the owner operators, and this is a good entry level airplane for corporations and possibly owner flown type airplanes. But as well, the fleet operators, and I know we're all hoping and praying and so forth for the air taxi business. It's a very infant business, but our idea is that we can respond to that market and we'll be ready to respond to that market if it really pans out. Some question about the previous A700 position holders. We have been in contact with them. We find that most of them are they're still very enthusiastic about the product and are interested. At this point, I'll answer some of your questions that I know are coming. How many have we sold? What's the price and so forth? At this point, we're still trying to firm up the bill of materials, so I'm unwilling to put a price on it, so we're not taking orders. But you know that we're going to be competitive. We will be priced right with the Mustang and the Phenom 100, and we will be very competitive with them as well on the performance. We're planning to use independent distributors as a method of not only selling the airplane but supporting the airplane. You've seen the things we've done in the past with independent distributors, and we like a distributor who has brick and mortar. He's selling used airplanes today. He has charter services. He has maintenance facilities. And he has a sales force that knows what to do with trade-ins and how to handle insurance and financing and so forth. So we'll be putting together that organization during this next year. Our immediate priorities. Obviously, we've got several jobs to do. First, we've got to build a company. Then we've got to certify an airplane. And then we've got to get it into production. We have gone through systems, reviewed the airplane. We're using this time for the manufacturing side of the house to prepare for manufacturing, prepare for production. So all the tooling, all the production planning, trying to balance out the assembly line. So many of these activities that the previous company did not have and really need to be done if we're going to produce this airplane in any kind of quantities. You can see we reviewed a number of the designs, including going back and looking at the engine again, and we have decided to stay with Williams. We're in the throes of picking an avionics supplier. We've reviewed, obviously, and asked for proposals from the major avionics suppliers. And I was hoping that we might be able to say something today, but we're on the verge, but we're not ready to exactly say. But we will have a very modern three-tube system in the airplane. And I think if you stop by the booth, we've got some conceptual drawings that and they may be in your packet. I don't know that show the panel. Well, how about this one? We can kind of see the concept. The airplane will be designed for single pilot. It'll be an all-weather airplane. It'll be certified for known icing, RVSM, and Part 135 operations. It's my commitment that those things will all happen at the same time. We won't have a partial certification with things coming on later. But in fact, when we certify the airplane, it will be complete and ready to go.
We'll be back with more from Jack Brawley's briefing on AAI's progress in developing the A700 Very Light Jet in a moment. I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways. And you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Welcome back to the Aero News special feature. I'm Paul Platt. Jack Brawley, CEO of AAI Acquisition, is updating an NBAA crowd on the development of the A700 Very Light Jet.
We have an agreement with BMW Design Works for the interior. This is a concept that they've put together, and we are excited about. We've got a long ways to go, but it's in progress. We sort of need to pick the avionics supplier so that we can finish up the cockpit and get on with it. Here's some of the specs I was talking about. You can see that, as I mentioned, it's 340 plus. I don't know how much plus. A couple knots. Whatever it is, I don't want to nail it down. I think another one that you need to look at is maybe the takeoff field length, 3250. The hard dimensions on the airplane, those are fixed. Some of the others, like we said, we like to wait until we finish testing before we publish any hard numbers. As far as the schedule goes, you might take a look at this. This schedule obviously shows you that, as what I had mentioned before, by having everything accepted that was previously done, puts us way down the road, and so we're able to talk about a certification sometime in the first half of 2010. You can see where we are as far as structural test. I think I mentioned we're about 85% complete with the company testing, about 50% complete with the FAA testing. Serial number 3 airplane, as you can see, is in rework. upgrading, getting the latest configurations, and then we hope to have that back into flying status here in the first quarter of 2009. It'll be doing the aerodynamic and performance testing that we have left to do. Serial 4 is we're just ready to put down. We just completed some hot weather testing. The guys were down in Yuma where they were able to verify that engine cooling, even in those hot temperatures, is still fine. We'll take it down and upgrade it to the latest things and then get back with avionics testing for that airplane and the power plant testing as well. And then number 5, we're in the process of building that airplane. When we get it completed here, like April of 2009, we'll start with systems tests, interiors, and the F&R testing. So depending on how all the avionics and some of the other things work out, rather than giving you a hard date there, we're showing you a bracket that says if everything went right, we could certify in the first quarter of 2010. In general, we all know that things don't always go perfect, so we've put a bar in there and said, but we're certain we can be certified by the second quarter of 2010. I've done something that I've always found to be helpful, and you'll see down there serial 6 and 7. They're called manufacturing development units, or MDUs. This gives the guys a chance to use the production tools, the processes, all the work instructions, look at how we've balanced the line to be sure that we're really ready to go. And then as we're doing 6, there's enough time to go back and make changes, things that we found that aren't exactly the way we want them, and then we run another airplane down the assembly line. That'd be number 7 as an MDU. And then 8, we're ready to go and we're really get it cranked up. Since AAI came into existence, we've completed a rotor burst test and passed with FAA witness. And we've passed the wingtip bending test to ensure that with the current loads, we don't have any problems with interference with the ailerons. Those tests have been completed. We're as far as company tests, we're have just about wrapped up the main landing gear drop test, the emergency egress door pressure test, and again some of the mechanical controls testing with the wing. We have about 1,300 hours of flight test hours being flown on the airplanes. We said 365 of those hours, or about a third of the flight test program scope, has been flown. Jet 4 was also used for various marketing flights by Adam Aircraft. So some of those flights only count towards function and reliability kind of things. Nothing that the FAA wanted, but something that we wanted just to verify that our systems are all working and they're reliable and so forth. We have completed all the cold weather testing up at Elgin Air Force Base. And as I mentioned, we were able to get the airplane in the air and start getting good data shortly after we took over the program. Well, the thing I'd like to leave you with is I hope I've shown you that we've got a very positive relationship going with the FAA. We're working hand-in-hand with them. The project certification plan has been approved. The FAA's given us an agreement to use the previously submitted data. Conformity inspection plan's been approved. We've got 33% of the flight test program or scope flown, 55% of the FAA structural tests completed, and 85% of the company tests completed. And consequently, that's why we're saying we can certify in about a year and a half from now. Production units. Those of you who know me would understand this production ramp-up starts off fairly slow, but you'll notice that it's like a double every year for the first few years. And when you double production like that, you double the number of employees you need and the people you have to train. So you see a reasonable but aggressive growth up to the place where we're building one every week in 2012 and working up to two every week in 2014.
The Adam aircraft name is gone, and so are plans for the A500 piston twin. But the A700 appears to be moving forward. You can find out more about AAI acquisition, including projected specs and a downloadable brochure, at www.a700jet.com. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.